That was Shawn Mendes on Vibe. It's Will, your Thursday night request show. Hit me up on social media at Vibe1076 is the handle. Get in touch because we've got a special guest on the show today. It's Max George. Max, how's it going?
All right, mate. Thanks, you?
Yeah. I mean, you've been away for quite a while from the music industry. You're back now and you're not playing, are you? Because you've dropped this new single, Barcelona. What's it been like for you just being back?
It has been a while. I mean, I wrote Barcelona a couple of years ago and I wanted to bring it out like sooner than now, but you know, things with the label and stuff didn't work out, so now that it's finally in, I'm buzzing, mate. I'm just so happy that it's, you know, I got it out in summer, and because I wrote it as a summer song, hopefully people are getting, you know, getting summer vibes off it.
What's it like just being a solo artist now? Because obviously a lot of people know you from The Wanted. You're not in a boy band anymore. Do you miss that boy band life?
Do you know what, mate? Like, I thought I was going to miss it, like, a lot, but I think as sort of time has moved on, like 4 years has gone by, and I've been focusing on writing on for myself, and you know, I've got like my best mate from school, he comes around with me everywhere, so it kind of still feels like, you know, almost like I'm in a band. It's just me that's just doing it on my, the actual music I'm just doing on my own, but I still have like people around me all the time, so it's not like as lonely as I kind of worried that it would be.
I noticed a familiar face in your music video.
Oh yeah.
Laura from Love Island. Are you two like, are you good friends?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we're really good friends. I only found out 2 days ago when a manager texted me saying, "You know, Laura's going in Love Island."
You didn't know. What type of friends are you?
I was like, "What?" And she said, "Yeah, like, so I haven't actually watched Love Island before, so I've watched it the last two nights, so I can see how
you've been missing out, Max. You've been missing out.
Know,
what do you mean you haven't been watching it?
I know, mate. Well, it's on Netflix anyway, so I can catch up with all of it. 6 seasons or something.
Yeah, make sure you catch up with it. So, what? No Big Brother?
Do.
Are you not a reality TV type of guy? No, no.
Not really. Like, I like my movies, me.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite, what, of all time?
Yeah, number one.
Split between Jaws or Jurassic Park.
I love Jurassic Park. Oh my gosh, that takes me back to my childhood. Takes me back to my childhood. So is there any chance, Max, in a million years that The Wanted could be a thing again?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'd say there is like a small chance. Like, a couple of us have discussed it before, but it's one of them. It's always just been like a passing kind of thing. It's never been like, you know, we've got to do this and we're going to do it in such a year. It's just more like, oh, it'd be cool, wouldn't it, to do something again. So, yeah, I mean, it could happen, but it's definitely not, like, sort of in the pipeline at the moment.
I think a lot of people want it to happen.
Yeah, I know. I've seen, kind of, since I put Barcelona out and I've been around, going around and stuff, I've seen quite a lot of familiar faces, and they still say, like, you know, Gal, Max, like, once you've done this, it'd be well cool to do it with The Wanted again. And like, I agree, man. Like, you know, it would be cool, but just not right now.
What's the love life like for you right now?
Great, mate. Yeah, I've got my girlfriend for like 4 years now. And she lives with me in Vegas.
Cool.
But I mean, it's
that's a good spot to live, isn't it?
Yeah.
I Why know. Not?
I know, but she's cool, and but it's pretty long distance at the minute, but you know, you kind of get used to it.
Is it hard being in a relationship? You know, obviously you're a recording artist, you have to travel to perform, etc. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's not hard when the person you're with really supportive and gets what you're doing, and you know, she's happy in what she does. She's busy, so it isn't hard. The hardest thing for me, really, is that like she gets to have the dogs all the time. But I'm going back over there. She won't actually be there. She's got a job in Budapest for 3 months. But
cool.
I'm flying back over there in a couple of weeks. I get to see my two little dogs because I miss them like crazy.
What breed are they?
They're just mutts, mate. They were rescues. Street dogs in LA.
That's awesome. Now, I know it's been a few years since you split up with Michelle Keegan. Are you guys, do you still speak at all? Are you friends, or is it kind of just that's it, that's done?
No, we don't speak. We sort of come across each other now and again and say hello and that, and it's all nice. But no, it was a long time ago.
Well, I've got some fan questions in for you. Paola from Mexico is asking, do you have any plans to drop another song this year?
Yeah, I do. obviously step by step, get Barcelona out of the way first, but we're already looking at maybe October, the second one.
Mm. Okay, cool. And Maria's asking, what's your favourite song at the moment, obviously other than your own?
Leave a Light On by Tom Walker.
Cool, good choice, good choice. And Patricia is asking, your favourite The Wanted song and why?
I'm gonna say All Time Low, because it was our first song we ever did, and it went straight to number one, and it kind of changed our lives from then on. So yeah, that's All cool. Time Low.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning, Max?
What did I have for breakfast this morning? Do you know what? I didn't, because...
Oh, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
I know, but I woke up late and I had to get a train, and I was well late, so I had a coffee.
That's not bad. Keeps you up and awake. Do you ever get overwhelmed sometimes? Just having to be here and there and here and there?
No, not really. Like, I enjoy it. I don't enjoy sleeping that much, so like, I like doing things. So... No, I like it. I love travelling. I've always loved travelling since I was a kid. Like, I was obsessed with going on holidays just to see somewhere new. So, like, for me, this is, you know, it's great. I love it.
What's Barcelona about? Is that your favourite place to go to on a holiday? Is that your favourite destination?
Well, in general, it's just about a general kind of holiday romance. That's what the song's about. Mm. But Barcelona... I've been to so many times, and definitely had a holiday romance once or twice when I was a teenager.
Once or twice, I love that.
so like, you know, it was pretty easy to write about, and I think most people can relate to having a holiday romance. You know, even if you've only like known her for a couple of days, if they're going off somewhere else when you're going home, I mean, it's horrible.
Well, that's like Love Island, isn't it? Would you ever go in one of those type of shows?
It's not something that I've put on my, you know, not on my bucket list.
That's cool. Now, we're about to play your new single. I want to give you the chance to introduce it.
Oh, cheers, mate. Well, I'm Max George, and this is my new single, Barcelona.
On Vibe 107.6.